This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is What's On Your Mind with Leon Francis, sitting in for Scott Hannon, taking a very well-deserved day off. You want to join the conversation today at any time, 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550.
Of course, we're coming to you live from the PetroServe USA studios. You know, it is Wednesday. Like Swedish meatballs.
Swedish meatballs. Love them.
Yeah, Valley City's where you want to be for that one. Or lasagna. Harwood, they got the chef's choice going today. 12th Avenue North in Fargo. Cheesy enchiladas. And West Main and West Fargo. Cheesy beef potatoes. Lunch specials every day, of course. All specials come with two sides and a bun. PetroServeUSA.com for more info. Nice studios out of the PetroServe USA studios here, aren't they?
Right.
Nice digs.
The one, the PetroServe right over there off of 12th Avenue.
North, yep.
I-29,
yep.
Man, those guys love me. I go in there, and I, because every day, it's...
Everybody loves you. Come on, man.
I'm a foodie, man. I didn't even know that. I didn't know I was a foodie. But, like, the first time I went over there, I got, like, green beans and fried chicken and some whatever else I got. And fries. And I'm like, so now put gravy over everything. And the guys behind me, they were like all construction worker guys. And they were like, that sounds good. And the girl behind the counter, she's like, you know, even over the green beans, I'm like, especially. If I'm going to eat vegetables, it's got to have gravy on it, man.
You must be from the South.
I am. I put gravy on ice cream if I could.
We call that chocolate syrup up here in the North, but, you know, whatever.
Nothing that's good could not be made better by putting some gravy over it. If we could put gravy over Washington, we'd have some pretty decent folks out there.
Yes, we would.
Just going to throw that out there. But anyway, we're going to have we're going to have North Dakota Commerce. What is with all these C's, man? North Dakota Commerce Commissioner Michelle Comer. She's going to be in at 9:30, and we're going to talk to her a little bit about pretty much what's going on in her in her area of the what is wrong with
they've
my.
They've got a deal tomorrow.
Yep.
But they're calling it's a business briefing, so we're just going to kind of get up to date on, you know, with the COVID stuff going on, what's the status of business and commerce in the state of North Dakota?
That's still around, boy. That's been forever.
Yeah. Right. Yep. Yeah. I know.
You know, I'm an IT guy. And I just spent, like, I don't know, 30 seconds trying to open my window on my laptop. I'm like, what is going on here, man? This does not bode well for my business. Anyway, what I want to discuss now, though, and we have open phone time for right now. What I want to talk about is Ilhan Omar. And I'm looking right in there at Kevin right now. Because this is in his neck of the woods.
Named Ilhan because she makes us all ill.
Ill, yep. She be illin', man. Throw a little Ebonics in there. But anyway, so I'm watching TV. Even today, she was on Fox News. Well, they were doing some interview with her. And she's calling for the dismantling of the U.S. economy and our political systems, which she calls a system of oppression. Now, I'm looking at her. The only thing that's oppressing her is that hijab that she's wearing. But think about this. She was over there in Somalia. Her family needed to get out of there for whatever reason because, you know, it's such a lovely country this time of year over there in Somalia.
Oh, yeah.
And by hook or crook, some say, we were nice enough to allow her to come over here and then be educated by our education system, went right there to NDSU. I don't know where someone like her gets indoctrinated between coming from Somalia and just deplorable situation,
well,
coming over here,
yeah.
And then enjoying all that we have to offer her, that some Americans don't get the shots that this woman has gotten, has received.
I've read some things about her, even when she was here in Fargo-Moorhead going to North Dakota State University, that would kind of curl your hair a bit. I'm going to tell you this right now. She doesn't make a second term. She won't make. She's a lame duck congressman. Tell you right
I'm
now.
Tempted to take you up on that. But
I will take you. Have you seen?
I wouldn't give her my vote. Don't get me wrong.
I know. But have you seen this Antoine Melton Moa? I think it's the attorney, young volunteer minister who's running against her. Fantastic. Read about this guy.
I will.
Yeah, he's the real deal. Good conservative.
Okay,
minister,
but there have been going through history, there have been plenty of good people who have been great people running against incumbents that you think, how the heck do they get reelected? And they get reelected. Heck, how long has Pelosi been in there?
Of course, Minnesota 5. Minnesota 5 has even had it with her.
Good.
From what everything I've seen on this guy, this is a young African American. He's 41 years old, attorney, volunteer minister, working on neighborhood stuff in Uptown that he's doing. I mean, everything I read about this guy, his wife, they're raising their children. They love the community.
Okay, tell you what, gentlemen, $1. We'll do the what's the movie with Eddie Murphy and those guys? The $1.
Trading Places. Yep.
Trading Places. There we go.
Yep.
$1.
$1.
All right. Cool. We're the Duke boys.
You want this action, Leon?
I'll get in on that. But I want to check your guy out first.
Yep, check him out.
Yeah, we got to have him on, man.
Yeah, Antoine.
I'm not saying I don't think he should win. I'm just predicting who's going to win, and I'm not proud of that prediction. I'll happily give that dollar over and be wrong, but I'm betting $1.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what. The guy's a Democrat. But to me, he's a moderate, somewhat common sense guy. And that's,
anybody running against her is going to look conservative in comparison. They have to. You can't possibly get further left.
You're never going to get a Republican elected in that district. So you've got to look for a guy like Anton who says, this is too much.
Does he love America?
Yes.
Okay. Sold.
My
whole thing is with Ilhan, despite all of the shady goings on of her life, and there is a ton, and absolute proof positive evidence that there's a lot of shade in her life, man.
Oh, you never let the truth get in the way of a good story, though.
Oh, absolutely not. Not when you're a Democrat, man. but her life story disproves her rhetoric. And the fact that she can stand there and say how oppressed she is as she's standing in front of a camera that is broadcasting all over pretty much the world, and she is representing the good folks in Minnesota. She's got money. She has had multiple affairs and different things. She has kids. She's free. She's one of the biggest political voices in our nation, and she's oppressed. Why doesn't she and folks like her say, hey, you want to do what I have done? Work hard. Work hard, and let's get it done. I'm here because I'm charismatic. I didn't quit. I did X, Y, and Z, and this is, and you can follow in my footsteps, and you can become as successful as I am. What is with the browbeating of the American system that just has to be overturned, even by prominent people that have made it? Every time I see people like Kobe Bryant, that dude. Every time I hear him speak about the oppressive nature James.
LeBron.
Every time I hear
they're all so tall, we can't tell them apart.
And they all look alike to me. But anyway.
I wasn't saying that now. Let's be clear. I said they're tall. I'm not going to go on record as saying they all look alike to me. Somebody will twist that into something I didn't even mean.
That sound bite, I'm going to need that later. Todd, we're going to have to talk. But anyway. This dude is worth, half a billion dollars, yet he's oppressed. yet he can go out there and talk about overturning the system that made him a half a billion dollars?
Well, you know, you and I got into a little discussion with a friend of a friend of mine on Facebook yesterday, who's a veteran.
Oh, God.
I'm just kind of, let me tell you,
yep.
Because Leanne was on there too, and it's a young man who's getting ready to graduate law school. And I just said, and I always ask the same question when it comes to oppression. In other words, when I hear oppression, I mean a roadblock,
right?
A door closed that's closed for you that isn't closed for me,
right?
In other words, in America, now we have our history, and a lot of it's not good. We know that. We can talk about what the civil rights movement all the way back to, you know, the emancipation. We can talk all about, and then we know that's all fact, and that happened.
Yep.
We do. But when you talk about America today and oppression, I always ask, what door is closed to an African-American child that is not closed to a Caucasian child or any other child? And you saw yesterday.
Yep.
Well, you're not paying attention to the stats. The stats aren't what I'm asking.
Nope.
That's not what I'm asking you. And he never once, he said he wouldn't type the long answer.
Yep.
Five huge tirades. Not once did he ever answer the question. We've got to talk more about this coming up.
Everybody knows two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ram Jack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to RamJackNorth.com. That's RamJackNorth.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Pucklich. Pucklich, it's time for Wednesday Wheels. Pucklich Chevy Buick GMC in Bismarck and Valley City. The gang over at Pucklich and Valley City have a sale going on, and we announce every day, and Steve and the crew over there put a vehicle up. That'll make you wonder if you heard it right. And if you need a car for the kids or heading back to school, I tell you, this is a good one. 2014 Ford Fusion, Titanium Edition. It's got all the goodies, okay? One owner, local trade. They're famous for that at Bucklage, okay? Copper exterior, beautiful black leather, heated, cooled leather seats, nav, sunroof, Bluetooth. It's always the popular, have that backup camera. Boy, I want a backup camera bad. Yep. Don't have one.
Get you don't have one? Oh, my God, you got to have one of those.
I know. It's only got 60,188 on the mileage, and it's on the lot for $15,995 today only. So if you tell them you heard it about it on the radio, you save almost $1,500. Drive it home for $14,500. It's on the lot for $15,900. You drive it home for
$14,500.
There you go. Call 800-401-4352 or go online to PucklageValleyCity.com. Find out more. Puckless Chevy Buick GMC, where they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. Puckless Valley City and Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Leon's in for Scotty on What's On Your Mind.
What's on your mind? That's what I want to know. And you can call in, 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. And before we went to break, Kevin and I and Todd, we were all talking about this liberal, and I read that entire post. Like, I dug down into it, man. So the poster of that post is some liberal white chick.
She's a dear friend of a friend. She's a daughter of a dear friend of mine.
Yep.
She's a lovely young lady. But, again, she's this woke, white, young liberal that, you know, it just doesn't seem to get it.
Nope.
You know, and I kept saying, well, you know, and she said, in a country that was, we had a big head start, white people had a big head start, America built for white people. So she said, America
that is so, it's like everyone in America back then had slaves, and we worked the devil out of those guys. 9% of the South had slaves. So let's get that straight right off.
Yeah, only the elite had slaves.
The Native Americans had slaves. Some blacks had slaves. And she blocked someone for making that point. She blocked them.
Go figure.
Like, how do you block a guy and he's giving you facts? Yeah, they don't jive with your narrative.
Well, you never let the truth get in the way of a good story. You know that.
I mean, and think about the Asian Americans. They basically built the railroads. You want to go back and look at history and see how those guys were treated? It was not a fun time to be an Asian American. And even you go back to like the internments of Japanese Americans and Germans. The point I want to make is every single culture on this planet has been through some tough times, some horrible times. And it's how you deal with it on the other side of those hardships that make you successful, or a whiny crybaby sissy pants that need white liberal help to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I don't plan on being the latter. I never have been. I won't teach my kids to be that way or anybody that's in my circle. You cannot be that way, or you're going to see just my back as I'm passing you by. You won't listen to reason. You can be a victim. I choose not to be.
Well, and, there it is.
Well, yeah, exactly.
There it is.
And I get upset. I got upset with that guy, and I had to delete a whole post. You did not even see one of the comments because I deleted it quickly. But this dude, this big, strapping black dude, and he's weak. In my opinion, that thinking is weak. It shows cowardice. It shows a lack of T cells, in my humble opinion.
Well, and, you know, I always ask, you know, a couple of just simple questions, like I said before the break, you know. Give me one specific system-wide thing that's in place that will allow Leon to not advance in home buying, education, your job, whatever, that lets me advance specifically. And
school system.
Never, ever, ever have I ever gotten an answer. All I get is that back speak.
Yep.
And, well, I don't know my stats, and I don't know, and I don't know. No. I just asked you one question.
Yep.
Just find me one thing. Well, it's not anything right. Well, okay. Then you're talking about self-inflicted oppression. You're talking about mindsets and people that want to be victims all the time and want to blame someone else for their inability to do anything.
Right.
You know, you're not that guy. So many dear friends of mine are not those people.
I see it as weakness, man. I see it as a weakness. And when we promote that type of weakness, and I had a friend who private messaged me. Ironically, her name is Karen, and I know she's listening. But she asked me because I speak a lot about the bigotry of low expectations. And if we have time today, I'll read you my response. And she thought it was spot on, and I do too because you know I wrote it. But the fact of the matter is, there is nothing more bigoted than to tell a entire culture of people who could do just fine that they can't without white liberal help. That is just the most asinine thing that I have ever heard in my life. I mean, and you talk to people like Clarence Thomas or Walter Williams or even people like my guest tomorrow,
Larry Elders.
That talk to those guys, Thomas Sowell. Just absolutely brilliant people, and every one of them, to a person, denounces that mindset. Everyone. So where are these voices in the mainstream media? What we get is Don Lemon, the lemon sucker. I can't even. I'm gonna digress. And you know what? My blood sugar isn't even low. I had a full bowl of grits this morning. I'm in a good place. But liberals do this. I'm gonna stroke out, man. I'm gonna stroke out thinking about liberal policies. Chris, Casey out in Crystal, what's on your mind? Oh, maybe I should. Got it.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
All right. I got to thinking, you know, with all this talks of slavery and injustice and everything, of my heritage, weren't the Irish some of the first slaves?
Oh, man, you guys added rough, too.
Oh, terrible. But you don't see us complaining about a football team named the Fighting Irish or anything like that. If Irish don't complain. We just enjoy life.
Yeah, you chuck your chin and you keep going, and that's the way it should be.
I'm really upset with the NFL right now with this black national anthem, and my main question is, why is there a black national anthem? Aren't we just all American? I didn't think that we had different national anthems for our different racial backgrounds.
We don't. And name another country with two national anthems. It's a national anthem, meaning it's the American anthem. Now, if you're going to bifurcate us, then you're rolling us back about 60, 70, 80 years to the Jim Crow South. And I thought we were progressing away from that. I don't want a colored-only water fountain, and I don't want a black national anthem. So just leave that alone. We'll be right back with Michelle Comer.
Life can be hard, especially these days, and it's impossible to ignore all the stresses closing in. But it's nothing a sip or two of North Dakota sweet crude can't help. That smooth old family cinnamon and spiced moonshine recipe is there to help you relax at the end of a crazy day, whether you left the house or not. North Dakota sweet crude. It's good to know you can still step back and relax with a drink created at a simpler time. North Dakota sweet crude liqueur. Ask for it by name or find a new recipe at crudespirits.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Pfeiffer's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention, featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Pfeiffer's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Animoose, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The oldest men's clothing retailer in America now filing for bankruptcy. Brooks Brothers lawyers filed for bankruptcy protection today as the 202-year-old firm is still looking for a buyer. The coronavirus pandemic complicating a sales process that actually began last year for the iconic company, which boasts of having dressed 40 U.S. presidents and countless investment bankers. Meanwhile, another big clothing company is cutting jobs. As correspondent John Hunt reports,
In another major cut due to the coronavirus, Levi's has said that it will cut 7,000 jobs, or about 15% of its worldwide corporate workforce, as it deals with a sharp drop in sales. The San Francisco-based jean maker said the layoffs will save about $100 million per year and won't affect workers at its stores or factories.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
What's on your mind? Thank you so much for being here with us. The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor What's on Your Mind. Tioga, great things happening out in Tioga. Great activities for families, Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest. Obviously, a lot of that stuff with the COVID stuff going on has different been postponed, and there's different things. If you go to TiogaND.org, you can find out all the latest info. TiogaND.org. But tell you, average yearly household income in Tioga, $73,000 a year.
Ah,
how's that? They welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support those businesses and the environment. So, TiogaND.org for more info. Leon's in for Scotty. This is What's on Your Mind.
What's on your mind this morning? 800-228-0550 gets you into the conversation, and you can share what's on your mind. Right now, though, we have we're going to be talking with North Dakota Commerce Commissioner Michelle Comer, and she's going to preview tomorrow's business briefing. So without further ado, welcome, Michelle. Do we have Michelle?
Okay. Hello, Michelle.
Yeah.
There we go.
Hello.
You guys left me hanging there for, like, 3 seconds. Come on.
I was like, maybe we're delayed. I wasn't sure. There she is.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on.
No, not a problem. We need to break, like, there's very little common sense when we're looking in the news and online and social media. So we like to talk to good common sense folks right here in North Dakota, and you're one of them. So there you go. Can you give us a little preview of tomorrow's business briefing?
You bet. Yes. Well, we're really excited about the business briefing tomorrow because we are going to be introducing what's called the Economic Resiliency Grant, or the ERG for short. And like you just said, the Commerce Department designed this in response to businesses' needs, in response to what we were listening, we were hearing from North Dakota businesses all over the state, when we said, what do you need right now? And of course, the federal government came through with a number of programs to help support North Dakota businesses financially, really great programs. And I want to pause there for just a moment because it was just a couple days ago that the federal government announced that the Paycheck Protection Program deadline was extended to August 8th. And that is a loan that is made through your local lender to businesses that were negatively impacted by COVID. And the loan proceeds can be used to pay for salary and related expenses, along with some operating expenses. And in early June, the feds made some changes to that program to make the forgivability of that loan much more possible. And so if North Dakota businesses have not learned about the Paycheck Protection Program loan, which is a forgivable loan and now forgivable under more circumstances, that's something that that businesses should check into. But on to the economic resiliency grant. So when we're listening to our North Dakota businesses, they're telling us this. They're saying, I don't necessarily need another loan, particularly if it's not forgivable. What we need in North Dakota is for our customers to come back, which, as we know, is the most sustainable solution to economic recovery, is for customers to come back to the marketplace. And so at the Commerce Department, we designed a solution which was approved by the Emergency Commission and the budget section here in late June, and it's using Federal CARES Act money to help bring customers back to the marketplace safely. And the word safely is the key. Our goal is to inspire consumer confidence that they can come out and enter that restaurant and, you know, buy goods at the store on Main Street or wherever and do so safely. And so how, you know, what can that grant be invested in? Well, the purpose of the grant money is to invest in improvements in a business's facilities and its business systems, to reduce the spread of infection. And it's in doing that that we believe that we're going to be able to see an increase in customer confidence. So I can come back to the marketplace and I can do that safely. And I'll give you a few examples of what those investments might look like. But we think that with this grant opportunity, it's one time with this investment in whatever that business is, from a manufacturing organization to, like I said, a restaurant or even a consulting firm or, you know, any place that sees customers and has a marketplace, that we can really be an example to the rest of the nation in terms of how to be responsive to your businesses, how to get your arms around this infection, as North Dakota has already done so well, and to, you know, get things back worrying in the economy, worrying like WHIRR, not worrying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I got one question. So when we're talking about these grants, so say I had a business downtown Fargo and, I wanted to be, I wanted my customers to feel, good coming back. Can I use it for like, renovations to space out my, like if it's a restaurant, to space out my tables or to, yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Let me give you some examples. So what we're looking for is proposals that reduce repetitive touch, so like touchless payment systems or automatic faucets or toilets or door kicks or technology investments to help manage takeout orders or drive-through orders or drive-by orders. So reducing repetitive touch is one category, an example of investments that would be likely to be approved for grant use. As you just pointed out, creating distance between customers or employees, in a manufacturing organization where it's not possible to social distance, how can we, you know, perhaps partition between employees or, expand outdoor dining, like you said. And then another broad category would be like direct infection control, so personal protective equipment. And when I talk about this grant, I typically say I really don't want it to be known as the PPE grant because that would be so limiting. It can be used for much broader things, but it can be used for PPE. It could be used for like a UV sanitizer or temperature checking equipment. So those are broad categories and not inclusive, certainly. But if we want businesses to start thinking about this now, that's, you know, those are the things to think about: reducing repetitive touch, and creating distance and directly controlling infection. And this business briefing that we're going to have tomorrow is called, you know, an introduction to the economic resiliency grant. We are going to have much more specific instruction in the coming weeks, including a session that will walk you through how to apply, because the better the application is, the more that get approved, and the better the investments are that are being proposed.
Okay. And applications are first come, first serve. So if I wanted to attend, how do I do that? If I want to come there and learn more about this program, the ERG program, what do I need to do?
Yes, write this down, ndchamber.com. So we, once again, are partnering with the Greater North Dakota Chamber to deliver this message. They have been astoundingly supportive partners over the last several months as we work together to deliver message, because we share a lot of the same stakeholders. And so they allow us to use their registration system and their website. You do not have to be a member of DNDC to register. It is free. It is open to the public. And you go to nbchamber.com to register. Click on non-member. You'll go ahead and register. You'll get the call-in information. It is a Teams live event. There's capacity of 10,000. I would be thrilled to fill every single one of those spots. Yep. But it will be available. It will be recorded if you're not able to make it tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Tomorrow we are going to have a live Q&A session at the end. We don't expect we'll be able to answer probably even a fraction of the questions that get asked. However, we are going to take those questions and make sure that they get answered through our resources that are available afterwards, through frequently asked questions, through our guides. So the question and answer feature tomorrow is going to be really important to helping North Dakota businesses understand how to access this grant.
Good deal. So that is ndchamber.com, and then you register as a non-member, and you get you'll get the call-in information and Q&A afterwards. I think that's awesome. I may have to register myself. I'm a small business, so.
You should. I struggle to understand why any North Dakota business person would not at least attend tomorrow to learn more about this. And, you know, I would just say, let's do this, North Dakota. Let's do this.
Let's do it, yeah. And nobody understands commerce like North Dakota does. It's one of the reasons why I love it here. So, there you go.
Exactly.
Anything else you want to add, Michelle?
No, just thanks so much for the time today, and thanks for helping sharing this message, because the more people that know about it, the more successful we're going to be together. So thank you.
Oh, not a problem. And we're going to can we put this up on our social media sites? Okay, good deal. So we're going to have this have this information up on our social media site. So if you are a business, large, small, in between, go to the Flag Family website, look at the info there, or just go to ndchamber.com and register. And tomorrow, you know, call in and see what it's all about. Thank you again, Michelle.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You do the same. See, common sense, man. Common sense, right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's another one I like to get to Minnesota.
No, leave our guys alone,
man. I am.
I was going to say, if everyone left North Dakota, then, you know, what are we going to do? But we got a deep bench here also.
The good Minnesotans are already coming to North Dakota.
I was going to make that point, but I didn't want to make Kevin cry, so.
Well, Kevin at least comes over to North Dakota to work every day, so, I mean, that's, you know, that's
probably. I got to get him out at one of the ranges here and have some fun.
There you go.
Yep, show him what North Dakota is all about.
I'll be all about that, man. Well, we in northern Minnesota know that life, too. But
oh, I know. I
get near that Santa County Metro, I start shaking.
I got a bunch of friends from Minnesota, and, yeah, they're all big Second Amendment folks. But I just want to thank Michelle for coming on again, because this is a big deal. So if I understood her correctly, like, you want to get people in the door, but folks are a little squeamish about coming in. You know, you can basically put together a business plan and get one of these grants going, and, you know, hopefully it'll stimulate, because that's what you're looking for. In a business, like, take me for instance. I don't want a quick loan or, you know, a grant that's going to help me right now. I'm looking toward the future, man. I'm looking toward future revenue.
Exactly.
But there you go. 800-228-0550. We will be right back with What's on Your Mind.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive trackers. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Are you looking to upgrade your job status? Blattner Energy is hosting a job fair in Powers Lake, North Dakota on Wednesday, July 15th. They are looking for safety-conscious personnel with experience or interest in the following positions: equipment operators like grader, dozer, and scraper drivers, and general laborers for concrete and general construction. If interested, you are encouraged to stop by the Legion Hall in Powers Lake from noon to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, July 15th. Jobs will be for a wind construction project in the Columbus, North Dakota area. Remember, the job fair is Wednesday, July 15th from noon to 8 p.m. at the Legion Hall in Powers Lake. If you are unable to attend the job fair or would like to apply prior to the job fair, please visit their website at BlattnerEnergy.com. All job offers are contingent upon receiving a negative drug and alcohol test result and a satisfactory physical examination. Field employees are subject to random drug testing, criminal background checks, and some may require a valid driver's license with an acceptable motor vehicle record. Blattner Energy is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up.
Let me see, what is this? What?
Well, you get down the fiddle and you get down the bow. Kick off your shoes and you throw them on the floor. Dance in the kitchen till the morning light. Louisiana Saturday
love
night.
It. Oh, love it.
Look at Kevin Pander. For Leon this morning.
Oh, that's pretty sweet, man.
You bet. It's What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. You've all helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Minnesota company, Mike Lindell, the inventor, CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back a little bit. You can get great discounts on all the MyPillow products. All you do is go to MyPillow.com, and then right now, and just there's a little square box here. It says Radio Listener Specials in the upper right-hand corner of all the different specials and stuff they have on the website. Click on that promo code Scott, anything. Different prices on the pillows, the towels, the sheets, whatever you're looking for. That body pillow is fantastic. And the travel pillow as well. Remember, all of MyPillow products, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Enter promo code Scott, or you can call them 800-506-9028 for the great specials as well. It's MyPillow.com. Tell them Scotty and the crew from What's On Your Mind sent you. Leon is in for Scott on What's On Your Mind.
what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. We got a little time here, so you want to jump in and stir up some conversation. I'm looking at this guy in this commercial whose afro just, I don't know what, that's just funny, man. I got to stop doing that. I'm like a dog with a squirrel. Anyway, 800-228-0550. Join the conversation right now. We're talking about what basically I see as a dystopian nightmare from right out of 1984 going on in our country. And the American left sees that as the playbook, that whole 1984 thing. Hey, this is what we need to do.
Wow, you're right.
No!
On that. That's spot on, man.
Sit on your hands. Yeah. Sit on your hands. Steve out in Minot, what's going on in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, before I get to my point, first of all, I wish the Republicans would point out that the Democrats were the one who fought a civil war to keep the blacks in slavery, and there was basically a Republican president led by a predominantly Republican North that fought to free the slaves.
Not basically, that's exactly what happened. That is history. I mean, not basically, that is what happened. Democrats wanted their slaves, and they were going to fight tooth and nail to keep them. And it wasn't Republicans that were standing in front of those schools when those little black kids were trying to go there. It was Democrats. Democrats have always been upset that, you know, the Republicans came and took away their slaves. How dare they? And now they're right. Mad again because Republicans are opening, especially Trump, are opening the minds of African Americans to get them off of that Democrat plantation once again. And the Democrats are livid. And I digress. You make your point, Steve.
And I'd like to make a point on their policies. I don't know if anybody's ever looked at this, but I've never been wrong. Democrat policies are the most dangerous things to human life in our country. I mean, if you look back here, obviously abortion is a no-brainer. We know that millions are killed through abortion, and primarily, I mean, a great percentage are black. But if you look, I mean, sanctuary cities, thousands of Americans are murdered by criminal illegal aliens protected in sanctuary cities. Criminal illegal alien drunken drivers kill thousands of people, Americans, every year on drunk driving, and yet we've got to cover that up. Now, the latest, greatest hits are our war on hydroxychloroquine. Well, we find out now that hydroxychloroquine was politicized and basically demonized by the Democrats. Thousands of Americans died needlessly in hospitals who were not given hydroxychloroquine because of their war on it. And now we find out that it can cut the death rate up to 50%.
Yep.
How many thousands of people is that they were was collateral damage because they had to politicize medicine? And now, what's the next one? Our war on police. Well, these little white liberals, they come out. Let's destroy the police. Let's defund the police. And then we'll go back to our lily white little subdivisions or gated communities.
Gated communities, yeah.
And then if people in the inner cities are dying. And again, it's collateral damage. If people need to point out how deadly Democratic policies are to the people of this country. And I could go on and on with other policies, too. But they kill people, and they're damn good at it. And they have you ever heard a Democrat talk about we've got to close the borders down so that we can save lives? They want the borders open, just like the drug cartels. On the average, 60,000 Americans die every year through drug overdoses. 90% of those drugs come up from the southern border. You'll never hear a Democrat talking about preventing drug deaths because, hell, they're in bed with the cartels.
Yep, and I agree.
There's another example. Their policies are deadly, and they kill people. And a vote for Democrat, all you liberals out there, is a vote for communism, and it's a vote to destroy the future of your family. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve. Out in Minot. See, that's common sense right there, man. I've been saying that. I try to show people how Democrat policies have harmed, like, minority communities all my life. I mean, I cannot understand how people vote for the same thing generation after generation, election cycle after election cycle, and it's just more of the same, and you never get any better.
Why do you think that is? When you're talking about being woke, why don't people actually read and learn and
Oh, you can't have it. That.
We're in soundbite world. It boggles my mind.
Yeah, give me the 5-second soundbite. That's all anybody wants anymore.
All right, man.
You're right about that. We'll be on the other side of this break. We're coming back with Kelly Armstrong. So that's going to be an awesome segment. 800-228-0550. We got callers on the line now, but give us a little bit. Hang on. After the break.
You can always call that Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline at 855-200-1776, extension 1, and leave us a message there. Thanks to our friends at Oasis Petroleum.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
For years, Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pecklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.